Begin the current daf, set this creases daf yud zayin. Begin 9 lines down at the top of the yom. But the Gemara continues in the middle of the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, we had the previous Mishnah where Rabbi Akiva had asked a question from Eliezer, and the Gemara was questioning regarding what exactly was his question. And that is, he asked regarding if someone does a malacha, many malachas, on many shabbosas, and one lapse of awareness, what's going to be the halacha? Chayv one on all, or you can chayv in each one individually? So the Gemara qualified that there was two questions obviously intertwined in one. He asked him regarding when you do many teiladas of one av malacha, are you chayiv in each one individually or not? So Eliezer says, you chayiv in each one. That's clear according to all opinions that they understand Rabbi Kiva's opinion that he disagrees with that. Not going to be chayiv in all of them, as the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos on the previous staff, which recorded this like Rabbi Kiva, holds like that. However, regarding the other part of the question, which regarding on different Shabbosis, are you chayiv for each one individually or one on all of them? That is a discussion. We had three different opinions of the Mairam, Rabba, Abaya, and Rav Chisda regarding what is the qualification of that question that he asked him. Rabba had said that it was obvious to Rabbi Kiva that if someone has Shigigas Shabbos, he didn't know that it's Shabbos, but he knew that this malacha was forbidden and he'd made that mistake on a few different Shabbos, that obviously the days in between is a Yediyah L'chalik, and the question that he asked him was regarding Zadon Shabbos, that he knew it was Shabbos, but Shigas Malachas, he didn't know this malacha was forbidden, that could happen, someone could do it on many different Shabbos. Question was, do we view it as the different Shabbos as different bodies of malachas because it's different Shabbos, and therefore it would be a separate liability on each one or not? And that he answered to him that he said that it is keguf and damyan. And Rabbi says, and that Rabbi Kiva did not accept that. And he holds that, no, it's not keguf and damyan, and one's going to have only one liability for all those malachas, for one Shabbos, and not like as each Shabbos would be a separate liability. Now, Chiz's interpretation, he says that actually Rabbi Kiva held the inverse of Abaye's interpretation in regards to the element of that. Actually, Rabbi Kiva held that he took for granted, like Rabbi Eliezer, that every Shabbos is keguf and damyan. It is considered a separate liability, and one would be chayiv on each Shabbos for each malacha. The question that he had asked from Rabbi Eliezer was regarding shiga Shabbos v'zadim malachas. He wanted to know, which was an assumption taken for granted according to Rabbi's interpretation. Then Rabbi Kiva's question was, do you say the days in between is a yediyah l'chalik or not? And he said it is, and he accepted that from him. That is the way the Rav Chisda qualifies the question and answer of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. So Rav Chisda says, he said, I could prove my point, not like Abaye and Rabba, that Rabbi Kiva agreed to Rabbi Eliezer and that Rabbi Eliezer held to this and Rabbi Kiva held to this, that Shabbos is keguf and damyan. That every different Shabbos is like separate bodies, even if you do the same halachas and the same lapse of awareness, it's going to be a separate liability. Why? So he says, because there's two contradictory brises in the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, regarding his opinion that when someone does a chatzim malacha, a yedi is not machalik. It doesn't separate them. It's still considered one unit and they're going to combine. Why? Because regarding when you do one letter on one Shabbos and one letter on another Shabbos, we have one brice that says, Rabbi Gamliel agrees over there that he's going to be pater. Although generally he says that, what do you mean? The yediyah is not going to create a separate lapse of awareness because it's not significant. No, two different Shabbos he agrees would be potter, but another braisa says that no, he agrees that he holds like his classic halacha that you can be chayv. So the Gemara's assumption, that's what we're going to explain in our dav, that Rimlil held like Rabbi Kiva. So if Rimlil is like Rabbi Kiva, so then you're limited in how you could explain the opinion of Rimlil. Says Rav Chisda, according to me, I could resolve it. Because I say that regarding Zadon Shabbos, Shigas Malachas, that even Rabbi Kiva agrees, and Rimlil is going like that, that Shabbosas are kegufin is considered separate, so you can explain, you can resolve the contradiction as follows. The Braisa that says you're going to be exempt is talking about Zadon Shabbos, Shigas Malachas, and Shabbos kegufin damyan, and therefore they're considered distinct, and therefore they're not going to combine. So therefore you're going to be potter, because the here did have malacha, and there you have malacha, and it's separating them. It's like doing two halves of Zerei and Kaitzer. And the Braisa says you can be chayiv, it's talking about Shigas Shabbos and Zadim Malachis, where the error was in not knowing that it's Shabbos. That's Rabbi Gamliel's classic halacha, that yeah, there's no Yediyah L'chatzi Shir. But according to Rabba, and so to Abaye that holds that, Rabbi Kiva holds that Shabbos is like one guv, And Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva. So we understand the Braisa says Rabbi Michaev, and that could be in either case where there's no Yedil Lechatzi Shir and Shabbos Kekuf Echad Damin. But how you can explain the Braisa that says that you're going to be Potter? That was the proof that Rav Chisda wanted to show, not like Rabbah. And that's where our daf continues. So Amalek Rabbah, Rabbah would tell you that no, it's not difficult because Rabbi Gamliel is really Rabbi Eliezer. He holds like Rabbi Eliezer, not the way we'd have been assuming in the proof of Rav Chisda that Rabbi Gamliel is like Rabbi Akiva, which then you're right. There wouldn't be any interpretation according to Rabbah. Rather, it was like Rabbi Eliezer in regards to Shigas Malachis, Dom Shabbos, Keguf and Damin, which that's clear according to their interpretation that Shabbos is Keguf and according to Rabbah. And that's why it's going to be Potter, but not because like Rabbi Akiva, because you're right, according to Rabbi Akiva, then we wouldn't have any interpretation for that because, yeah, Rabbi Akiva holds Shabbos is Lav Keguf and Damin. But Rabbi Eliezer is like Rabbi Eliezer. That has the Gemara, and this is where it becomes evident what was the proof of Rav Chisda that what we were assuming that Rav Gamliel is like Rav Akiva, which was a difficulty on Rabbah. Says the Gemara of Manigtani, but the first Brice that we quoted said, Rav Gamliel agrees, although generally he says that two different halamas is not going to be separate when it's Chatzi Shir, and you're going to be Chayev, when two different Shabbos is other, he agrees you're going to be Potter. Says the Gemara, Mechlal de Pligya Achre Nasa. The inference obviously is that we're saying if he agrees over here, that means whoever his disputant is, he disputes with him in a different context. Says the Gemara, which was Rav Chisda's proof, if you hold that Rav Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva, in other words, that the way Rav Chisda was saying, if you say that Rabbi Akiva holds Shabbos is Keguf and Damin, that they're considered separate bodies, and this that would say that over here Mugil agrees, who is he agreeing to? So he's agreeing to Rabbi Akiva. So we could explain that Hainu de Pligi. So we would find the context where Rimlil disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, which would be in the halacha of someone who writes one letter in this Shabbos and another letter in another Shabbos. Beshiga Shabbos v'zod malachis, where the person didn't know Shabbos, but he knew you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. Where Rabbi Gamliel, he would say that you're chayiv, which was like actually the other Brice that says that you're going to be chayiv, because the awareness in the in-between days won't help, even though we say generally the 6 days between every Shabbos creates a subconscious awareness, but that doesn't help because it's chatzi shir, because even if you had a definitive awareness, it wouldn't help according to Rabbi Gamliel. Because suffer and yidil chatzi shir, Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's no awareness for half of a measurement. Whereas, as the Shita Megubetz adds on the words, Rabbi Akiva, who he would be the Chacham who disagree in that second price and say that you're going to be Potter, is because Sava Yesh Yidil Chatzi Shir. He holds there is an awareness to the Chatzi Shir, and therefore it splits them up, and therefore you never ended up doing one Shir in one lapse of awareness. And that would be the understanding. That's where they disagree. And however, over here, Umaydir Megamliel Bezad and Shabbos Veshigiz Melacha Shu Potter. But he would agree to Rabbi Akiva when the mistake was in the Melachas, where there, you're going to be exempt if you wrote one letter in one Shabbos, one letter in another Shabbos, when you didn't know that writing was the problem. Why? What's he agreeing to Rabbi Akiva? Amma Shabbos Keguf and Damin, because obviously what Rabbi Gamliel is agreeing to Rabbi Akiva, because we find somewhere else that Rabbi Akiva is the disputant with Rabbi Gamliel, in this similar context. So we'd say that obviously he's agreeing to him in the context of that Shabbos are like separate bodies, and therefore if they're separate bodies, they can't combine. And that's what he's agreeing to him, and therefore you see that Rabbi Akiva is the way Rav Chisda says is like Rabbi Eliezer, that he agrees to him in that context that Shabbos is Keguf and Damin. But if you say the way Rabbi is trying to answer right now, that no, don't ask on me how do you explain Rabbi Gamliel. He's not going like Rabbi Akiva. He's going like Rabbi Eliezer. By the case of Shigas Malachas Bezod and Shabbos, where he knows it's Shabbos, but he didn't know this Malachas is forbidden and does on many different Shabbos. This that the Brisa says that Rabbi Gamliel agrees when you do one letter one Shabbos, one letter another Shabbos, you can be Potter. Who is he agreeing to? He's agreeing to Rabbi Eliezer. So, but if that's the case, the machlal de pligi, then obviously is that somewhere else he disagrees with him. But then, b'mai, where are you going to find that Rabbi Gamliel disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer? If you're going to say it's when he didn't know that it's Shabbos, but he knew that Malach is forbidden, there he disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. No, for the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel severely, in that context, Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Gamliel, then you deal lechatzi shir. When you do one letter one Shabbos, one letter another Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't disagree with Rabbi Gamliel. He agrees that the awareness in the days in between is not going to help because it's half a measurement, and that you are going to be chayiv. To tell him, like, learn the Braisa. If someone writes two letters and two Shabbos, One letter in this Shabbos, one letter in this Shabbos. Rebbe Leizer says clearly Gamliel that you're going to be chayiv, because most definitely he's discussing a case of what we call Shiga Shabbos, which is the way we're describing, when he knew this malacha was forbidden, but he just didn't know that it was Shabbos, and that's why he says you're going to be chayiv, even though you wrote one letter this Shabbos, one letter, because en yedi l'chatzi shir, even though we assume an automatic awareness, but it doesn't help when you did a chatzi shir. Because if you would think we're talking about in this brisa, when he knew that it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that this malacha was forbidden, that you can't say, because according to everyone we said in the previous daf, agrees, according to Eliezer, that Shabbos is kegufin damin, that it's considered like separate bodies, between, meaning Rabbah and Rav Chisda, and that you'd be exempt. So obviously we see that Rabbi Eliezer holds a grim Gamliel, so we can't say he would be disagreeing in the case of Shrika Shabbos and malachas. So says the Gemara, no, ve'ela ba'achas ala orit. What are you going to say? No. It could still be like Rabbah had answered, that there's a machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer in the case of when you have something woven and you're adding on one more thread. And this is what the Gemara is proposing. That the Braisa, when it says Moedr Gamliel, he's agreeing to Rabbi Eliezer, where, as the Braisa says, when someone writes one letter in this Shabbos, one letter in that Shabbos, which as we described, that's a case of Zagin Shabbos, the Shigas Malachas, where he didn't know that this was forbidden to be done, where then he's going to be potter. Why is he going to be potter? Because Shabbos is keguf and damin. The separate Shabbos is like separate different bodies. Meaning, and that's what we're saying, Maida, because even though he disagrees with him by what's called achas ala arig, with if you were just adding on one thread, which the minimum shear is weaving two threads, in that case he disagrees with him because they're actually going to hold that you're going to be chayiv. Because although it seems to be similar to the case that we're describing that he agrees to Rabbi Eliezer, at least the way we're proposing right now, that Chatzi Shir on the second Shabbos will supplement for the Shir of the first one, because in Yedil Chatzi Shir, now, weaving is also, one more thread is a Chatzi Shir, is a half of the measurement on what was already woven. Even so, Rabbi Eliezer would hold that you're going to be Chayiv over there. Why? Because over here, by writing, the reason is, like we're saying, because Shabbos is Keguf and Damen, it's like different bodies, and therefore, it's not going to combine. Why? It's like considered like plowing a half a shear and planting a half a shear, because they're two different bodies. But by weaving, where originally the garment that was woven, already a large measurement, is considered significant in this, even this one more thread that you're weaving onto that, because the whole beggar is chashev, it's not like two half a shear. It's like you already have a distinct entity, adding on one more thing would be considered a full act in its own right. So therefore, that's why he would disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, but he agrees to him in the case of writing one letter and one letter where each one is not significant in its own right. Now Rashi points out, according to what the Gemara is proposing right now, even though the Tanakhama and Gamliel that disagrees with him, that says that in regards to what he's saying of Ein Yedi L'Chatzi Shir, that's obviously not Rabbi Eliezer, because actually as we just pointed out before, Rabbi Eliezer agrees that by the halacha of Ein Yedi L'Chatzi Shir like Gamliel, even so, the Umayda that we're saying in the Braisa, the Gemara is proposing is going on Rebbe Eliezer, and it's going on the Machlekes that he has regarding Achas Ala Arig, and the reason why it's mentioned over here by Halam is because since we mentioned halves, so it's mentioning also over here adding on a half of the measurement of Ariga, which is one thread. Says the Gemara, and if you're going to propose that that's their Machlekes, and therefore you could say Umayda Mlil is to Rebbe Eliezer, but says the Gemara, you can't even say that. Because even according to Rebbe Eliezer, Chiyuv Mechayev, he also holds that in the case of Achas Ala Arig, which we're saying that Rabbi Gamliel would say that you're chayiv, and here he's going to agree that the two halves that you're going to be potter, Rabbi Gamliel himself holds you're going to be chayiv in that case. It's not like we learn the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, someone weaves three threads first in the beginning, the Achar Ala Arig, and he adds on one more in the woven, that chayiv is going to be chayiv. So you can't say that's the case that they would be disputing, to say that that's to whom Rabbi Gamliel would be saying might, then we're back to the question on Rabbah. So Amar Rabbah, as the Gir says, he says, no. We could still say, like, to resolve Rabbah's interpretation, that when it says Umayda, it's going on Rabbi Eliezer, not on Rabbi Kiva, which was the question of Chizda had on Rabbah's interpretation. Because then that would prove, Rabbi Kiva held, that regarding Shigit, that the bodies of Shabbos, the separate Shabbos, are considered Keguf and Damien. That's not the way Rabbah holds. He says, no. This that he's saying, that obviously Shabbos is Keguf and Damien, that Gamliel is agreeing to Rabbi Eliezer. And so then where does he disagree with him? Says Rabbi Machlad, the Palag Machlad, yeah, the inference is obviously disagrees with him in a different halacha, the Tanya, like the Braisa. Haitzi Chatzi Gregers. The measurement, minimum measurement of Haitzah, of the Malacha carrying out on Shabbos, is a Gregers, a dried fig. So Haitzi Chatzik Regis, someone takes out a half of that measurement of a dried fig. V'chazav Haitzi Chatzik Regis, and again he takes out a measurement, carries out a half of a dried fig. So Behel Machas, one lapse of awareness, which that combines. Sechayiv Gin Michayiv. B'shtei Alamas, and two lapse of awarenesses, which that divided. Pati is going to be exempt, because this Tana holds that there is Yediyah L'chatzik Shir. Rabbi Yisim, he says, well, depends. He says, Behelam Echad, even in one lapse of awareness, as the Girsa changes the Beis to Lamed, Lirshus Echad Chayiv. If it's to one domain, so then one lapse of awareness, okay, then it'll be Chayiv. But Lishtei Rishus, but if it's even in one lapse of awareness, but to two different domains, even if both are Rishus or Abim, so then Pata then is going to be exempt, because since they're different Rishuyas, they separate, it's not considered like combining to be one Shir of Haitzah. Says the Gemara, that's their dispute, that however, in the context of the two letters on two different Shabbos, that's where he was agreeing to Rabbi Eliezer. Where in this machlek is during Mlil Katana Kama, where Mlil is like the Tana Kama who says that even though it's as long as the one lapse of awareness, even though it's in two different Rishus Harabims, but he's going to be Chayiv. And Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yasi, and whereas Rabbi Eliezer, Halak Rabbi Yasi, that no, if it's in two different Rishus Harabims, even though it's in one Halama, in one lapse of awareness, it's not going to combine. So therefore comes out that the previous Braisa that had said Rabbi Mlil agrees, Rabbi is resolving that it's not difficult on him because it's not like Rabbi Kiva. It's that he agrees to Rabbi Eliezer that yes, and that's Rabbi agrees that Rabbi Eliezer holds Shabbos is kegufin damin. So therefore it's gonna divide that it's gonna be like two different acts of writing where although generally that like we said ain yedi lechatz yishir, but it's like two different melachas that are done because it's two different bodies of Shabbos that therefore they're not going to combine. But what does it mean? Maida, that the inference is that he disagrees with him. Where does he disagree with him? Is in the context of Rishuyas that Rimlil does not agree to Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Eliezer says that that's also machalik, not just our different days of Shabbos machalik, which that agrees to him, but Rishuyas that he doesn't agree with him, that divides, and therefore Rabbi has resolved the question on himself from the proof of Rav Chisda. But the Gemara continues asking Tashma, the Gemara asks on Rabbah from the Halacha of our Mishnah. In the discourse of the Halacha of our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, who had asked the question, Rabbi Eliezer, so he says that Amali is the Girsa. Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Eliezer said to me, Echayim al kol achas v'achas m'kavochem, that one would be liable for each one from a kavochem. What was the kavochem? A man nidah shem b'tutzah sabah v'chul, if regarding the woman that's a nidah, where there's not many ways to commit that sin, it's only one way, and still you chayim in each one, oh, so for sure the case is going to be like that by the halachas of Shabbos. So says the Gemara Bishlam Rav Chizda, we're not saying according to Rav Chizda, the Amad, that he says, what was the case Rav Kiva asked Rav Eliezer? Shiga Shabbos v'zod malachis b'yimineh. The question was regarding, he knew the malachis forbidden to be done, but he didn't know that today is Shabbos. And he did that many different Shabbos. And what was the question? As he had explained, the yom should be in the time, do we say the interim days are automatically considered like an awareness to divide and create like a new halama or not? So we could understand why Rabbi Eliezer responded to him from the halacha of comparing to Nida, where Nida has, as we're going to explain later on, intermittent days, where over there we see that with the intermittent days it's considered a Yediyah L'chalik, so too, and there's only one way of committing the sin, so it's you can be chayv in each one, for sure by Shabbos. But El Rab is the Girsa, the Amazad and Shabbos Vishigiz Malachas Hudubayimene, where he says the question was, no, he knows this malacha was forbidden, but he knew that it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that this malacha was forbidden. And what was the question? The Shabbos is ikigufin damni bi'ilai. The question was, regarding, do we say that, even though he's doing the same malachas and the same lapse of awareness, but do we say that the fact that there are different days of Shabbos are considered like different acts to be chayv on each one individually? If that's the case, so what was Rabbi Eliezer responding from the halacha of Nida? Nida doesn't have chilu gufin, separate bodies. It's all the same woman. If anything, listening Nidais, it should have said from menstruating women. If he had relations with different women, which are different bodies, then you could prove to this end. There's only one way of committing the sin, and you can chayv in each one. So therefore then on different Shabbos is too, but why say Nida? Amalach, Rabbi would tell you, right, Tanei Nidois, you have to really read it in the plural, that to say that just like by Nidois, where there's not many ways to commit the sin, there's only one way through Bia. If someone has relations with five women that are Nidis, you can be having each one individually because they're separate bodies, so that's why he's bringing a Kavachem to Shabbos, which is many ways to commit the sins. For sure, we're there at separate bodies because they're different days of Shabbos, that for sure there, you can be chayv on each one individually. So now, the Gemara says that Shmuel Tani Nida, he learned it in the singular, which obviously is like Rav Chizda, And so Rav Adar Bar Ava Tani Nida, but Rav Nosson Bar Oishia, the Gersa takes out the word Omar Tani Nida, he learned it in the plural, which would be like the interpretation of Rabbah, where depending on what the question is, you could either say it's in the singular, which is the Yom Bein Taim question, or if you say like Rabbah, you have to say Nidais, because it was in the plural, do we say Gufin Mechalokin or not? Now, says the Gemara, according to him, that he says, what was the question, Rabbi Kiva? Was regarding when you didn't know that it was Shabbos, even though you knew the melacha was forbidden, the yom shabbat in time you have nidi lechalik eloi. And the question is, do we say, he didn't know it was Shabbos, didn't know it was Shabbos, but only Shabbosim. So the question is, but he knew this melacha was forbidden, and therefore the question is, do we say that, although he wasn't aware of Shabbos, so it's considered like one lapse of awareness, or do we say that there's a subconscious, you're aware of Shabbos, that it wasn't Shabbos throughout the week, and if it's considered like a Dita Mechalik or not, if that's the case, then Nida, regarding the response of Rabbi Lezer from Nida, my Yom Shabbat time have a Din Lechalik is, but what's the application that he was saying from there? Oh, that you see by Nida, that, oh, the days in between is a Din Lechalik. What does Nida have to do with a menstruating woman? According to the other interpretation, we said, okay, it's considered separate bodies, which we had to say in the plural. But according to Rav Chizda, what are you proving regarding Yediyah of Yom Shabbat in time is considered Yediyah from the halacha of Nida, of committing the sin many times? So Amar Rav says, yeah, because Kegoin Shabbat Levatavla, the case Rabbi Elazar was proving from, was the same concept. For example, if a man had relations with a Nida, and Vatavla, and then she immersed, she purified herself, but then Verasa, then again she saw Nida, v'chazabala, and then again he had relations with her. Then v'tavla again, then she immersed. And then as the Gersa adds on, v'ras, and again she saw Dam, v'chazabala, and again he had relations with her. The tvilas haven ki yamish bein time, with the immersion in the mikveh is the same thing. That's an automatic separation of days where she purified, and that you know that this is a change of circumstance, just like the days of Shabbos, from one going through the 6 days of Chol and then back to Shabbos, just like over there you see that that's considered automatic separation, so too he was proving, and there's only one way of committing the sin, so too on Shabbos, according to Rav Chizda, was the response of Rav Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Toshman, it's being arrived from our mission, not like Rav Chizda. Because the Mishnah continued in the dialogue that Rabbi Eliezer said, oh, you want to disprove my Kavochem and say, but Shabbos is different than Nida, because Nida both are prohibited, man and the woman, Shabbos only the man is prohibited, not Shabbos. So I said, Habala Ketani Sichiach. If a man has relations with minors, that will disprove, because there you can be chayv on each one, even though there's only one Asar, because the minor is not, doesn't have the prohibition. Says Gemara Bishlam the Rab behind the Ketana Ketanis. We could understand why he says minors in the plural, because that's the actual concept that they're discussing regarding different bodies, like Shabbosais, different bodies of the Nidais. So too it says Ketanis, where it's still going to be only a one way prohibition, not both ways. Rav Chizda, my Ketanis, but according to Rav Chizda, why I say in the plural minors? Says the Gemara, yeah, Ketanis Talma means minors in general, meaning people, men that have relations with minors when they're Nidais. But it's not the fact of one man with many minors. It just means to say that when he's having relations with a woman who's a minor, who it's a one-way prohibition, we see that Yomim Bein HaTayim HaMachalik, therefore, that would be the Kavochemer to Shabbos. But the Gemara points out that Masnit Ndoloika HaDin Tana, our Mishnah's version of the question of Rabbi Kiva and the response of Rabbi Eliezer, we have a few different interpretations of what exactly it was, but that's obviously not like the Tana of the following Brisa, who the Tana of the Brisa holds the opposite. That the question wasn't regarding Shabbos and he was responding from Nida. The question was regarding Nida and his answer was from Shabbos. The Tana of Glinda Brisa. I remember Shimon Lasse says, Loikach shall Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Eliezer. No, it's not the way we said that Rabbi Kiva was asking regarding Shabbos and the response was from Nida. Elikach shall, his question was the opposite. The question was, if someone has relations with his wife when she's menstruating, and then again he has relations with her in one lapse of awareness, what's the halacha? Would you be liable for one, because of one lapse of awareness, and it's the same sin, you'd be liable for one chadas in all the times of bia? Would be liable for each one individually. And that Omalei, and that Rebbe responded to him, you're going to be liable for each one based on our kavochem. What's the kavochem? Uma Shabbos, if regarding Shabbos, Shein Belazar Achas, there's only one prohibition. Shehu Muzra Allah Shabbos. The man is commanded not to violate Shabbos. But Shabbos Ein Maseres Allah, but the relationship doesn't go the other way. There's no prohibition on Shabbos to have himself desecrated by the person. Still, chayav kol achas va'achas. Still, someone does five av malachas and one helam achas and one lap sabur. And there's going to be liable for each av malacha that he does on Shabbos. So nida sheyesh bo shtei asaras. So regarding nida, where there's two prohibitions. Shehu muzra al nida. He's not allowed to have relations with the nida. But nida muzra has a love, and the nida is prohibited to have relations with him. Ain't a din shu chayev al kol achas va'achas. There's no kavu chayim that for sure he's going to be liable for each act of cohabitation with his wife that's a nida. And the girsa and all of these take out the vav. And that Amar Loi, he said to him, Loi, no. So Rabbi Akiva, it's not a proof, not a kavachemer. Because im amarta b'Shabbos, yeah, maybe by Shabbos that you're going to be chayv for each one individually, each av malacha, shesh by tetzos harba, and the Gir says, v'chatois harba. There's many different ways to sin on Shabbos. 39 different ways to be exact. So maybe there you're going to be chayv for each one individually. Taima benida, but regarding the menstruating woman, shesh by tetzos harba, v'chatois harba, there's not many ways. Maybe there you're not chayv, al kol achas achas, you're going to be chayv only one on all. To which Amar Loi, so said Rabbi Eleza backed him, no, habalakatana sichyach. If someone has relations with minors, will disprove your flaw in my kabochema. Shame but tetzos harbe v'chatos harbe. There you don't have many different ways. V'chayv kolachas v'achas, and chayv for each one. Therefore, the same thing is going to be with his wife that's a nida, that's going to have the same context. To which Amar Loi said, Loi, no. Ima marta b'katana is maybe if you're going to say that, yeah, the minors will be the same like Shabbos, to be chayv on each one individually, each act, shekein guf and mechalakin, because they're separate bodies. How are you going to say regarding his same wife, regarding being chayv for each act? To which Amalai said to him, ha'bal behema. If someone has relations many times with the same animal, yechiyach will prove the point, shekein guf and mechalakin. It's not separate bodies. Right here, the girsa had, Ketanis was saying that actually it was all different little girls. We're here, the same by the animal, was obvious to Rebbe Eliezer, that you can be chayv on each act of bia with that same animal, bestiality will prove shein guf from mechalak, and it's not separate body, the same animal. V'chayv kol achas v'achas, and there's liability for each act of bia with the animal. So that's exactly the question that you're asking regarding the nida with the same wife, the same nida in one lapse of a witness. You can be chayv on each act, which okay. So you want to disprove it from Shabbos and even from Ketanis because they're separate women, but here by behemoth it's the same animal, so you can be chayv. To which Amar Loi, and that Rabbi Kiva said to him, no, ha-behema, I have the same question, kanida. I don't, it's not so obvious to me. Just like nida is my question regarding, do you say that each bee you can be chayv, or do you say, since one lapse of awareness, you can be chayv only one and all of them? So too, I would have the same question regarding behema, and therefore you can't prove from behema, because I would say the rosa, maybe you can be chayv only one for all the acts of bia. And again, therefore, our Mishnah is obviously not like this version, which this version had it inverted, and our Mishnah has it asking on Shabbos and bringing proof from Nida. This one has it asking on Nida and bringing proof from Shabbos, and subsequently with the other cases. Hanulach Amr Loi, we shall return to the third Perek Masechtas Krisis, Perek Amr Loi, which spoke about different cases of liability of Chatas, witnesses, his own admission regarding different situations of one liability for many, many for one. And that we continue with the fourth Perek Masechtas Krisis, moving on from definitive, which is by Karban Chatas, when there's a definitive shagoga that someone made on the Chiv Krisis, to Safek Achal Chalev, is the fourth Perek Safek Achal Chalev, regarding a situation of doubt, where he doesn't know if he ate forbidden fats. Which Gemara is going to explain, actually, that regarding this opening case, one opinion says, it's talking about where it was one piece there and he ate it, he's not sure if that was permitted or prohibited fats. And the other opinion says that, no, it has to be one out of two pieces, and he ate one, and now he doesn't know the one that he ate, was it the kosher one or the non-kosher one? So says the Mishnah, Safek al chalev, if he's not sure if he ate forbidden fats, Safek lo yachal, maybe he didn't eat forbidden fats, Fafel achal, and even if he knows that he ate forbidden fats, meaning he initially thought it was kosher fats, then subsequently he was notified that it was non-kosher fats, but Safek yesh b'kishir, but he's still in doubt, he doesn't know if he ate the measurement of liability of the size of an olive of a Safek, and he's in doubt, as a continuum of bays, that Aimbay maybe didn't have the requisite shear. Or another case, Shuman b'chel v'fanav, if he has kosher fats, prohibited fats in front of him, and he ate one of them, thinking it was the kosher fats. Then he was notified that one of them was prohibited fats. But for any days, he doesn't know which one of the fats he ate. He brings what's called an ashram tali, a suspended ashram, which is when a person doesn't know if he committed a sin or not. But as Rashi points out, if during when he was eating, he knew that there was a doubt, and he deliberately went ahead and he ate one of them, even though it's in doubt if he's eating kosher one or not, that would be considered a mazid, and it would be putter. It's only he didn't know at the time. Subsequently, he found out one was chaylev, now, but he doesn't know did he eat the chaylev one or not, then he's giving asham tali. Similarly, another similar case, ishtev achoisi ima b'vayis, if he has his wife and his sister with him in the same house. Shagug be'achas mehen. Now he made an error regarding one of them, meaning he thought the woman he was having relations with was his wife, and then now subsequently he was in doubt. Ve'eni day be'ezim and shagug, he doesn't know which one did he go ahead and mistakenly have relations with. So then he's going to make an ashram tali. But if he's notified later that it was his sister, then obviously he's going to make a karb machatas. But if he has no way of verification, that's the ashram tali. So to Shabbos v'yamchal, let's say he did a malacha, whether it was, he's not sure if it was Shabbos or a weekday. He did malacha, but he doesn't recall was it Shabbos or was it a weekday when he did a malacha. And any day be'ezim and asa, he doesn't know regarding which one it was. So maybe ashram tali has to bring the ashram tali. Says the Mishnah, just like where we said in previous Mishnahs, if he eats prohibited fats, and he eats prohibited fats, and he does it all in one lapse of awareness, when it's the same sin, he's only reliable one karma chattas. So too, for the unawareness of them, which is the terminology used for asham tali, for example, let's say he eats two pieces of fats, thinking both of them are kosher fats. Then subsequently he was notified that actually there's a situation of doubt. Now, on both of them, he's only going to bring one carbon ashram tali, since he didn't know between the eating to the other eating that there was a doubt, maybe there was chaylev. So although he really has two kezesim of possible forbidden fats, but since he had no awareness, so just like mechatzis, he only have one carbon mechatzis, here by ashram tali, it's only going to be one ashram tali. But in the time of, let's say, in the case of ashram tali, in between, he got an awareness where he ate from these two pieces, which one of them is in doubt. He ate a kezias, and then he was told, hey, the one you ate might have been chaylev, and then he goes and by mistake eats again from that same one. So kashem shu maybe chatas kol achas v'achas, just like when there was a definitive awareness of knowledge that the sin was committed, then they would make a separate liability of karma chatas from that same piece. So kach so too when there's a doubtful awareness, where he's notified that maybe what he ate from is a sin, and then again he eats from it by mistake, maybe Hashem tola kolach zvachas, then for every zayas, he's going to be, every olive sized piece, he's going to be a separate Hashem tola for the different lapses of awarenesses of doubt that there was between them. Now, however, it's the same halacha then applies, kishem in the gear says shim ochel, that if he eats chayla v'dam v'pigel v'noisib helmachas, just like regarding definitive sins, if he turns out that by mistake he ate, and he knows he ate forbidden fats and blood and the carbon that was pigel or carbon that was left over at designated time in one lapse of awareness, chayv kolach v'achas, then you can be liable each one individually because they're all separate sins, even though it's one lapse of awareness. Kacha loy hoydishlan. So too, when it turns out that he's not sure if he committed all these sins, then maybe asham tola kolach v'achas is going to have to bring asham tola on each one of these sins where maybe he committed these sins. Now, there's a machlekes regarding how to qualify the halacha, the opening halacha of our Mishnah of what's called safek ochel chaylev. Itma, we learned, Rav Asi Yom, he says, chaticha achas sheninu. We were talking about one piece, meaning if he eats one piece of fat, thinking it was a kosher piece of fat, then it turns out that it was actually, this piece was in doubt. Safek shel chaylev, safek shel shuman. It's not clear if that piece itself was forbidden fats or kosher fats. That's what the Mishnah said when he safek ochel chaylev, that you're going to bring an ashram tali. But Chiba Rav Amar, he says, no, chaticha mishte chaticha sheninu. We were talking about one out of two pieces, as actually the Mishnah subsequently says that same case, when he had chaylev, which is forbidden fat, and shuman, kosher fats in front of him, and he ate one of the pieces, not sure if that was the kosher piece or not, so that's where he has to bring the ashram tali. But if there was only one piece there, so Chiba Rav says, then he would be pata. That wouldn't qualify for falalach of ashram tali. Says Gemara Baikim, regarding what are they disagreeing about? So Ravasi Sava, Ravasi held, Yesh Eim L'Misayris. We give primacy for our interpretation of the Torah in the way the tradition is how the words are written in the Sefer Torah. Now the Pasuk says in Miyukar by the Halach of Ashram Tali, it says, V'asa achas mikol, if someone's going to commit from one of mitzvahs Hashem Ashalai Sasena, one of the mitzvahs that should not be done, meaning violating it, Estavalayada, he didn't know, V'asham, he committed, he's guilty, V'nasavayne, he has a sin, behavior Hashem, he has to bring his carbon Ashram. Now the terminology there by Ashram Tali says that it's written mitzvahs ksiv. It's written in the singular with one vav, which is then read, if there was no nekudos, as mitzvahs, which is one. That's the case of Ashram Tali, when there's one piece, one thing, and you're not sure if that was asur or mut. But v'chibar avam, it says, yeshim l'mikra, we give primacy to how something is read. Now, mitzvos karinan, we read it as if it says in the plural mitzvos, which sounds like that there's two, and the sin was possible from one out of two. That's where the halacha of Hashem totally applies. That's the machlekes. Now, Eisav Rav Huna Ravasi, Rav Huna asked Rav Asi, who he said that the Hashem Tali is when there's one piece here. I'm not sure if that one piece was kosher or not. And Ramla, some say it was Chiba Ravla Ravasi from the halacha of HaMishnah. HaMishnah subsequently said another case, Chayla B'shuma Lefanov. If there's forbidden fats and kosher fats in front of him, Achel Achazman eats one of the two, not knowing if that was the Asa one or not. So we never verified, so he has to bring Hashem Tali. Says the Gemara, my love, isn't it clear from the fact that the subsequent case was talking about two pieces? So Rachin Amish Dechatiches, so to the opening case was also two pieces, which is not like Rav Asi, who says talking about one piece. So Amalu Rav, so Rav said to them, don't bring a proof from somebody that you could say the exact opposite. He could answer to you, Sefer B'shtechatiches. No, the Sefer exactly was talking about two pieces, and Reisha B'chatechachas. The Reisha, which is a different case, was talking about one piece. Now, but then the Gemara asked, but if that would be the interpretation, then how can you say both cases? If you're telling me that when there's one piece, he's Mechayv Hashem Tali, then would the Mishnah then subsequently have to tell me that when there's two pieces, that you're going to Mechayv? In other words, to the contrary, by one piece, actually you could explain, as the Gemara is going to say later on, reasonings to say that, no, by one piece you'd be Potter. Either because there's no way to verify when there's one piece because that's already consumed, or because it was never established to be a prohibited thing. But by two pieces, you can't say that. So there, for sure, you're going to be chayv. So if you're saying you're chayv by one piece, for sure by two, then what would be the necessity? Says the Gemara, yeah, but this is what's known in the Gemara as zu ve'insarach lemeimer zu. You're right, it says this, and for sure we don't have to say this. But you're right, it would still be not difficult where the first one was talking about one piece and the subsequent case was talking about two pieces. But then the Gemara asks, well, the Chiba Rav. But then according to Chiba Rav, the other interpretation, the Sefer B'shtechatiches, who he wanted to say no, from the fact that the later case was talking about two pieces. Reishanam B'shtechatiches, the first opening case of Safak Achil was talking about two different pieces, and that's how he qualifies the halacha of Hashem Tali, that has to be one out of two. So Mishnah Tarti Lomali, then why would the Mishnah say the same case two times about one out of two? So the Gemara Perusha Kama Farish. No, the Mishnah is explaining. Safak Achel Chelev Safak Le'Achel. It opens up by saying the case of he's not sure if he ate forbidden fats or not. Maybe Hashem Tali. So the Mishnah is saying you have to bring Hashem Tali. I met the Mishnah come and say Kate said how so? What's the case? Is Kagan Chayy Chelev B'Shem Lefanav? We had forbidden fats and kosher fats up front, and they ate one of the two. That's going to be the case. You're going to be chayv because actually one by one piece, you're actually going to be potter from Hashem Tali. Now, I'm going to read him a Rav. He says, just like we had the interpretation of Chia Barav, Rav Yehuda says, name of Rav, the same interpretation. If he had in front of him two pieces, one of kosher fat, one of prohibited fats, where it depends where in the animal it is, if that's kosher fat or not. If he eats one of the pieces, doesn't know which one he ate, so then that's what he's going to be Chayv Hashem Tali. But if it was one piece, in this piece we were in doubt, was it kosher or forbidden fats? And he eats it, and he only knows this later, he thought it was kosher fats, and he finds out later that there was doubt regarding it, Pater, there is going to be exempt. And the Gir says, Amar Rabba, he says, at my time of the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? Because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, and this is what we said, that we could say in this halacha of one piece, reasonings to be Pater, which you don't have by two pieces. So that's why we said that, obviously. So we have to say, b'zu b'in tzarech lema zu k'tani. It says in the Pasuk, v'asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem. If someone, this is a Pasuk by Hashem Tali. If someone does one of the commandments of Hashem, which shouldn't be done, and he does it like the Pasuk says, b'shgaga, by mistake, what that teaches is, achi yishkeg b'shtayim, where until he makes an error regarding two. Because although mitzvah k'siv, although it says in the singular, but like we said, which is the same interpretation of Chiba Rav, but mitzvah is karina, but we pronounce it in the plural, so that obviously tells us it has to be one out of two pieces. That's why Rabba qualifies this halacha of Rav. However, Esav Abaye asked on Rabba from the following Braisa. Braisa says, Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Koi. Koi is an animal that is halachically in doubt regarding do we consider it a behema, domesticated animal, or does it have the qualification as chaya, as a wild animal? So says Rabbi Eliezer, regarding such a Koi, Chayavna love Hashem Tali. If someone eats its fats, he's going to be liable for an Hashem Tali, because even though the halacha is that he thought that it's considered as a chaya. Chaya, its chaylev is actually permitted. A behema, its chaylev is forbidden. Now you see in this case that even though it's not one out of two. Here it's just one animal. It's the fats of the clay itself. And it's saying that if he eats the fats by mistake, thinking that it's a chaya, that the halacha is that he's going to be chayav nashim tali. Well, that's difficult on Chiya Barav, that's difficult on this interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda Barav, which Rab had said is because it has to be one out of two. Well, here it's not one out of two, it's the fats of the kai, which we're in doubt, is that forbidden fats or not? And you see, you can be chayav nashim tali. So Malai, so on that Rabbi responded to Abai, he says, yeah, Rabbi Eliezer, Sabi, Yeshem Elu Messiah. That's a different interpretation. He holds that the primacy we give is to how it's written. And mitzvahs ksiv, it's written mitzvahs. But that's what I was saying in the name of Rav. He holds that, no, yesh im lemikra, and therefore, you only mechayv one out of two. To which Esve, but the Gemara continues asking from a Mishnah Masechet Yevamos. Mishnah discusses a Yevama, a woman who her husband died without any children, and the halacha is, since there was no children, she went and she does Yibam, she marries her brother-in-law, but she did it within 3 months. Now, because it was done within 3 months, now when she gives birth, Safik ben Tisha Larisha, now 7 months after she got married to her brother-in-law, she had a child. So we're not sure. Was it 9 months from her first husband? Or ben Shibalachrin, or is the child born 7 months from her second husband? We're not sure if this is from her husband who died or from her second husband, from her brother-in-law. So Allah is Yaitzi, she has to leave him. And Vavlat Kasher, the child is Kasher, because either one is his father, he's okay. He didn't do it. He's not from a forbidden, he's not forbidden, Meman of Shach, either way. If his father is the second one, so then that's okay, that's good. Even if it's from the first one, that's okay. And the Gir says, V'chayavim Bashim Tali. But the woman and her brother-in-law, they're chayavim Ashim Tali. Because maybe this son was from the first husband. It comes out that there was no mitzvah yibam because they had a child. They just didn't know about it. She was pregnant. Comes out, so now that she had relations with her brother-in-law, it was Eishes Ach Sheyesh Laban, which has no mitzvah yibam, which is the punishment of Karis. Now, thing is, we don't know. It's a possible liability. So you have Chayav Asham Tali. Now, this case of the woman is like one piece. In this woman, we're in doubt. Was she a Eishes Ach Sheyes Labanim, which is considered when you're forbidden to have Yibam, or was it permitted? And you still see that the Chayav Asham Tali, which contradicts what Rabbi had said, that has to be one out of two. Here, it's just the same piece. So it's a Gemara, Hamani. It says, Rabbi, yeah, who's the Tana of this Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yazihi, who he holds, like we said, Yesh Eim Lemis Cyrus. Therefore, he holds this even in one piece itself. The Gemara continues asking Eisve. From Mishnah Sechtes Nida, Perkaliyad of Yudalam and Aft, that says that it's the custom of Jewish women that when they have relations, they use two cloths to go ahead and wipe themselves after relations. One for the male and one for her, which is to see if there's any blood making it a prohibited act of cohabitation. Says the Mishnah, Nimtza al Shaloi, if they find blood on his cloth, well, where is he having blood? It's obviously from the woman. Obviously, that he, when he's wiping himself, it's obviously came during cohabitation. And he obviously had relations with a Nida by mistake, but he did have relations. And therefore, Tamei and they're both going to be Tamei. However, of course, she's a Nida, and him for having relations with a Nida. And Mechayev and Makarbon, they can be liable for carbon because a carbon chatas obviously had relations by mistake, but had relations with a Nida. But let's say Ashalah, let's say you find it on her cloth. So if it's asyoim, which is a Greek word, which means to say immediately right after relations, she wipes herself and she sees blood. So tamein, so they're tamei, but chayev makarm, they can be chayev makarm, because that's also obvious that it was there during tashmish, because she finds it right after. But let's say nimtza shalol la'achar zman. Let's say at a later point in time, which the Gemara there in Nida explains how much later we're talking about, but it wasn't immediately that she wiped herself and she finds blood. So tamein is suffix, so then it's already their tamei out of doubt. We'll put them in the carbon, but they're going to be exempt from carbon because we don't know definitively if he had relations with her when she had already had dam. Now, but Tanya Lava, we learned the price, and the Girsa takes out the next two words, and rather like the Bach has the words, V'chayavin be'ashem tali. And they can be chayavin ashem tali because maybe they did commit a sin. On that, the question on Rabbi is, but why? But there's no two mitzvahs here. It's with one woman. And when you're saying when the tab, the ashem tali has to be one out of two, not in the thing itself. Says Rabbi, yeah, Hamani, who's a Tan over here in this Mishnah, Masechet Nida, it's Rabbi Yazihi. And again, if it's not difficult, yeah, he disagrees with the interpretation that we are going like, which is like Yesh Eim L'Mikra. Now, similarly, Amr B'chia Amar Rav, not like we said before, Chia Bar Rav, here is angry B'chia, says Amar Rav in the name of Rav. He says the same al-Halach of Rav. But again, we're going to have a different interpretation of what's Rav's opinion. If he had in front of him two different pieces, one's forbidden fat, one's kosher fats, eats one of them, he doesn't know which one he ate. So then that's the liability of Ashim Tali. Chaticha Safik Shal Shuman, Safik Shal Chelev HaChala. But if it's one piece, and the piece itself later turns out there was doubt regarding it if it was Chelev or Shuman and he ate it, so then Pata, that's not for the Halacha of Hashem Talib. Amr B'Zeira, before we had Rabba qualifying, and here it's Reb Zeira that he says, my time to Rab, what's the reason of Rab? So it says, because Ksaver, he held Shtei Chatichas, when they're two different pieces, Efshe Levar Isuri, it's possible to verify the prohibition. Meaning, the whole halach of Hashem Tali is to protect a person from afflictions until he figures out and finds out that he did sin. Then he'll bring a karma chatas, like the Gemara says in the last parakin of Chafeim and Alf. So therefore, when there's two pieces, and he eats one of the two pieces, and he leaves the other one over, it's possible that some expert could later on come and recognize, is this leftover piece shuman or not? If it's shuman, then you know for sure the one that he ate was chelev, and he'll bring a karma chatas. But chaticha achas, when there was only one piece, and he ate it, there's no way of verifying it's already done, it was already consumed. So therefore, that's not the qualification of Hashem Tal, which is only until you verify, since there's no verification. So therefore, he held, when there's one piece, you're going to be potter. Hashem Tal is only one out of two pieces. Says the Gemara, Maika ben Tamad the Rabbah. What's the reason of the difference between Rabbah's reasoning? Like we explained before, that he holds the reason of Rabbah is because Yeshim Lemikra, which it says in the plural mitzvahs, therefore has to be one out of two. And Lutamid Reb Zera, and what's the difference between the reasoning of Reb Zera halachically, that he explains the reason of Rav, is that when you have one piece, you can't verify the Isser, and therefore it's only when there's two pieces that you can verify that you can be chayav on Hashem Tali. Says the Gemara, Ike Benayu Kezayis and Mechza. The difference between them is going to be when there's a Kezayis and a half a Kezayis. For example, there were two pieces. One had an olive size, one had a half an olive size. And he ate the one of an olive size, which that's the minimum liability of any carbon. And he doesn't know if the piece he ate was the chelev or the shuman. So the difference is l'rabba lekamitzvahs. You're not going to have plural of mitzvahs because one out of two is a significant measurement to be considered an element is only when it's size an olive. Here, the other piece is less than the olive size. We consider like it's not there. So it's not one out of two. It's like one out of one. Upata. And therefore, according to that interpretation, it's not mitzvahs. It's according to that, you're going to be exempt. But l'rab zera, Efshalavari Surai, but according to Reb Zera's reasoning, you could verify the Isser. You have this half an olive size that's left over. The expert could come and see if that's Shuman or not. And since you could verify, so that would qualify the Halach of Hashem Tali. And therefore, according to that interpretation, actually, the person would be Chayv on Hashem Tali. Now, the questions that we asked before on Rabbah's interpretation are the same questions, same sources that we asked the questions on Isver Reb Yimri L'Reb Zera. Going back first to the first source, that Reb Eliezer Omer, we had a brisa that said, Reb Eliezer says, Kai, regarding the Kai, this doubtful animal as a behemoth chaya, when someone eats its fats, chayav nachel by Hashem Tali. You're liable for eating its fats for Hashem Tali. Now, when we asked it on Rabbah, we asked, here it's one thing, and he said it's only one out of two. According to Reb Zera, the primary concept is Efshe Levari Surah Nat. Here, you can't verify its sister because no one knows. We don't know the halacha regarding the Kai, and yet still you see chayav Hashem Tali. So Amalei said to him, the same type of answer that Rabbi had given, Reb Eliezer, it's going like Reb Eliezer, who says, no, that you don't have to be able to verify the Isser and still you chayav Hashem Tali. So therefore, it's not difficult. We're going like those who hold that you have that the concept of Hashem Tali is until you mevar the Isser, that's what the chayav Hashem Tali is for. And so too, the Gemara continues to top of Yad Chesem and Alf and continues to ask Esvi and Reb Zera, now from that same Mishnah Masechta Yevamos. Mishnah said, Safik ben Tishla Rishon ben Shiva L'Acher. The woman did Yibum with her brother-in-law, and then she, 7 months after getting married, she got married to him within 3 months, so you don't know, you can't discern now if the child, 7 months after marriage, was 9 months from the first husband or 7 months from the second husband. So Yetzi, she has to leave, because she might be a forbidden erva of Eshes Ach, Shesh Lebanim, Bavlad Kosher, the child either way is kosher. And the Gir says, Chayav and Vashem Tali, they're both alive with Vashem Tali. But here, there's no way of verifying. We don't know to be able to know who did she conceive from, and still we see that they can be chayiv. Amani, Reb Eliezer, it's going like Reb Eliezer, who he holds that you don't have to be able to mevar, but we're going like the opinion holds that the whole concept of Hashem Tali is Efshe Levari. So the Gemara continues asking Isvei, asking from that same Mishnah Masechtas Nida. Mishnah says, if he had relations with her, Nimtzash Al Shala Asyam, and if she finds blood on her cloth right away, so then Tamei, we know that they're Tamei v'chayav makarm, they're both liable for carbon. Nimtzash Shala Achazman, but if they find it only on her cloth at a later time, Tamei Mesavik, then their tummy is doubtful. Ubetur min carbon, then they're exempt from a carbon. But v'tanya l'olinna b'ray, v'chayav mashem tali, v'chayav mashem tali, because of maybe that he had relations, maybe they were relations when she was a Nida. Now here, there's no way of verifying if it was or not, and still we see that it's going to be Chayav Hashem Tali. That says Rabbi Zeir, Haman, Rabbi Eliezer, you're right, it's going like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore it's not difficult. He holds you don't have to be able to mevar the Issa. That's not the concept of Asham Tali. It's just you're not sure if you did the Issa or not, Yicheb Asham Tali. We're going like the concept, as mentioned in the last parak, that the whole Asham Tali is because of until you could verify. So it's only when you could verify, which is one out of two, when it's the same piece, or all these cases which you can't verify, then you're right, then there wouldn't be a Chiv of Asham Tali.